You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today's October 15th, 2018. All right, guys, welcome back to the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. Glad to see you all here today on this beautiful fall day. That's right, fall is in full swing. Before you know it, it'll be winter, and we'll be talking about, instead of pumpkin spice, we'll be talking about peppermint, right? Ooh. Anyway, hope you guys are enjoying the fall season. I hope to all of you that are up north, northern Florida, Pensacola area, are doing well today. That storm came out of nowhere, and we had about 3 days to prepare, and went nuts, and just there was so much devastation and damage. You know, being through several hurricanes, I do understand. I've never been hit by four or three direct, so I cannot imagine with only 3 days to prepare. It really doesn't. You know, it's, I hate to talk about the weather because I know a lot of you guys, you know, want to get right into the shaving, but it's so unbelievable how it started out as just a rainstorm and turned into a full-fledged major hurricane within 2 days and just hit part of the state of Florida and really bad. I mean, to be honest, it was really definitely a devastating blow. But you know what? Florida is a resilient state. We'll get back to it. And the other states as well that were affected, everybody will get rebuilt. And hopefully, you know, nothing was lost that can't be found again, you know, especially with life and everything like that. So always, guys, be safe when these things happen. Don't go out there. As I can tell you from experience, you don't want to get hit by anything. So enough of the weather. Let's talk about wet shaving. That's right, guys. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the most valuable double-edged safety razors, an article that just came out on Sharpologist, written by yours truly. And I'll talk a little bit about why the razors that are on there, really, to be honest. A new product from Rocknell, the Rocknell Elite 2018 Limited Edition. If you're looking for one, better get one soon because they will be out of stock probably within the next day or so. Another new product, the One Blade Hybrid, just announced recently, just came out. The One Blade Hybrid takes the concept of the Core and the Genesis, that's right, and combines it for another super razor that will actually, it's a cut down the price a little bit. So it's a good price, good razor, and just came out. So it's good. We'll talk about that. A discussion of the week will be Bay Rum, yay or nay. Do you like Bay Rum? Does your wife like Bay Rum? Does your significant other like Bay Rum? And is that why, does that influence your decision to use it? Also, product review will be the Supply 2.0 Injector Razor. That's right. I was the team at Supply were very nice to send me one to try out, and I'll tell you my thoughts. And also, special cast announcement. We have a new way of contacting me, Google Voice via text message if you're interested. We'll talk about that with the number in the show notes as well. And we'll also talk about what's coming up for the rest of the year. We have a few shows that will be debuting in the near future because, you know, at the end of the year, we do get a little bit busy here at the Wet Shaving Talk podcast, so we will be talking about it. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, so the most valuable double-edged safety razors of 2018. Now, these razors weren't all built in 2018. In fact, probably none of them were built in 2018, maybe one or two. But what we're talking about is the value of the razors of today. What are the most valuable safety razors that you can buy? Double-edged safety razors, to be exact. What are the most ones? And the reason why these made the list is, one, I keep a log of all the razors that sell. I do watch this. I'm a collector, and I do watch the prices and stuff because I'd like to see my collection if it's going up in value or down in value or when I should sell or when I should buy. So that's something that I would definitely recommend lots of you doing for if you're interested in buying some rare razors that you cannot find on a daily basis. For example, I had a friend that asked me about Tredyr razors. He wanted a Tredyr. He knew I had two of them, so he asked me how I got mine. And to be honest, I got mine. It took me probably about 4 years to get them, if not maybe longer. Since they came out, I never bought one when they came out. Long story, was really into straight razors back then. Also, I was in school, so I didn't have any really disposable income to go and buy a high-end razor at the time. So, always been interested in Tredyr razors, always looking online. And you got to kind of, first off, a couple of things. You got to be on point. You got to know your thing, right? So, first off, when purchasing a high-end razor or knowing what the value is, know the value. And that's what this article came out. And that's why we made this article this year, is to let everybody know where they stand and what the average price selling for these razors on this year is. Now, it's going to be very surprising to see what happens next year, because that's what I'm looking at doing this article again next year to see if there anything changes. And I will link up this article to next year's article. It'll be probably in October, right, of 2019. And let's see what changes. Let's see if the trends change. Now, for example, a lot of people will talk about razors that have been like a bottom dial. How come the bottom dial is so expensive? One, the bottom dial is rare. There's only probably several hundred out there right now, and most of them have been, you know, restored or cleaned up, and some of them are just coming popping up from the wild here and there, right? There were several thousand made in the time, and I can tell you right now that it's a fundraiser to use and probably to own. I've never owned one, but I've held one and seen one before. And the value of it just goes up because people are willing to pay. How badly do they want it, right? So that's what happens. What do we use to get these kind of values? What is used? What sites are used to actually determine value of a razor? Well, I use eBay, I use Etsy, I use auction websites, I use Facebook buy sell trade forums, okay, and I also use the forum, like traditional forums like Badger and Blade, you know, Straight Razor Place, all those places, their forums as well in the BST. You look at that and you see where the prices will range. Mostly, I'll tell you the higher end, you'll see the lower end pricing. Now, I'm going to give you guys a hint right now and a little tip. Lower pricing will be on forums, okay? Because the forums will protect the overprice, right? They won't let you post something for $500 over the value. eBay won't, okay? Facebook won't, okay? And auction sites won't. So if you're looking for a value, keep looking on the forums, because that's probably the only area you're going to find something that's going to be around the value, if not under. Okay, so that's the only tip I'm going to give. The rest of it you got to kind of learn on your own. So remember, research. So what determined this list? A lot of research, a lot of auctions, a lot of watching, a lot of holding, having notifications come up on your phone to check it out, and a lot of just talking to collectors and stuff like that. If you're interested in collecting something, you got to be patient too. So if any of these razors are on your want list and you're looking for it, and you have a little, you know, you want to, you're willing to spend the, you know, a few bucks on them, just keep researching, asking them. Also, look on, you know, email them. If you see somebody posting a shave of the day, email them or send them a message. See what they want to do. You know, talk about that. So that was the main things. A lot of people were asking me, you know, what determines value, which are auction sites, all those sites. Two, where can I get one? Why can't I never find one? So that kind of goes with that. Check the buy, sell trades. Check eBay. Check all that as well. And three, why would I want to spend that kind of money? Well, there's some people that are willing to spend the kind of money on it. They want something. And there's some people that aren't. You know, example, I have the same amount of funds that I use for everything. Meaning, I don't take money from my bank account and I don't take money from all my credit cards for shave purchases. What I do is when I want something, I buy and I want to get something new, I sell something in order to make money to get it, right? So you kind of have that revolving door. You keep that same basically stash of money in your PayPal account so you don't have to bother anybody else and keep it. So, okay, you want a new brush? Fine. I got 50 brushes. I'm going to sell a brush to get a brush. That's what you do. You keep your collection around the same. Remember, if it's something that you can't get again, if it's something rare and something you just can't live without, well, that's something that you would want to keep. But if there's something that you can, you know, you just don't want it anymore, or if you want to try, you know, a different version of somebody else's new product, try it out, sell it, and get it again. Remember, you could probably find it, and that also keeps you out of trouble with your significant other, and also keeps you kind of relevant. That's the only way most of us can keep going with this hobby and keep buying things. So just an advice if you'd like to do it. Some people have endless, you know, fun, so they can keep going and do whatever they want. So if you're one of those people, hey, then omit all that last sentence then. Omit the last segment. All right, so basically, guys, eight most popular, most valuable double-edged safety razors of the year. I want to see if this list will change next year, so I will remember and keep going. It's one of my hobbies is checking and buying and just looking at razors. I don't often buy a lot of them, but I do like to know what's going on with them. So if you have any thoughts or you have anything you'd like to add to the list or any questions, please, you know, feel free to email me at joe.whatshavynews@gmail.com. All right, guys, so the Rocknell Elite Series 2018 Limited Edition is out. That's right, this razor is out and ready to go. It is a limited edition of only 55 units. And what's really cool about it is it's etched on the base plate, and it's a little bit improved over previous versions. I think the base plate is changed up a little bit. It's a little lightened up, a little shortened up. A high-quality stainless steel razor. Remember, guys, these razors are limited. So if you're going to get one, I probably would go online right now and get it from... So it's only available at bullgooseshaving.com. 55 units, as we said. And if you've ever used a Rocknell, they are quality. They're medium aggressive razors. They're not too aggressive, not too mild. They're nice razors. Definitely, on the higher quality, on the higher quality spectrum of the safety razor world. Price for this, I believe, is $279 or $297. It's about $300, and about mid range for razors in that kind of quality area. Solid razor. Try it out. I will not be getting one of these this year. I've used one before. I've used a Rocknell before, but I have not purchased one yet. Mainly because, well, I got a lot of stuff, so I got to start letting, as I said in the previous segment, got to start letting some stuff go so I can get some more stuff. Kind of get some, and to talk about that a little bit more, yes, you do get a little attached to some stuff too. I do too, and it takes a while to get rid of it. Even though if it's sitting in there and I'm not using it, it's still knowing that it's there. I'm a collector. I'm kind of hoarding a little bit of wet shaving stuff myself, but lately I've been letting a lot go too, so... All right, enough of that. So let's talk about this Rocknell. Rocknell razors made in Turkey, single machinist, very quality, been around for several years. They make an adjustable as well. Great razors. Check it out, Rocknell. If you're looking for something really special for this year, with 55 units only made, means you and only 54 other people are going to have it. The Rocknell Elite is ready to go. Check them out, bullgooseshaving.com. All right, and the One Blade Hybrid is out. That's right. What is this? Hybrid everything. One Blade is hybrided themselves. One Blade has introduced a new razor based on both the all-metal Genesis and the composite core. The razor is priced at $199 and still accepts the same feather single-edge blades as the other models. It's just the same thing, just combined. So what they did here is they took the concept of two razors, put them together, and cut the price in half over the good razor, over the big one, and double the price over the cheaper one. So good, great idea, great marketing idea. Gives you that metal head, the quality, basically the shave of the metal, all metal with the handle of the core, and it kind of combines the strengths of both razors. So a lot of people talked about the core, saying the handle was nice, but didn't like the head. A lot of people liked the Genesis, thought it was... all around good razor, like the head, but didn't really like the handle. So they kind of combine this and make it so it's a little bit more on into a different price category, so it makes it a little bit more affordable. Remember, guys, this razor has a lot of technology involved into a lot of money invested in the design. It is a great shaving razor. I have the original version 1, One Blade Genesis, when it was just the One Blade, and I do enjoy using it here and there. I do travel with it. I like to travel with it. It's a great travel razor. And just check them out, guys, if you're interested. There's also, if you never logged on to One Blade before, I was just messing around with the website, and they do give you a 10% discount on your first order. So you can get 10% off. That's $20 off and free shipping. So, yeah, try it out if you're interested. One Blade, the One Blade Hybrid. All right, so recently we're going to talk about Bay Rum a little bit before we get move on. Let's talk about Bay Rum. Bay Rum is a yay or nay product, in my opinion, right? I hear a lot of guys say, I love Bay Rum, but my wife hates it. Or a lot of guys say, I hate Bay Rum, I'll never wear it. It smells like this, that, whatever. So what is Bay Rum? Is it yay or nay? What is Bay Rum? Bay Rum has a long history of it. Basically, it was used... All right, so let's be in a nutshell. Let's talk about this in a nutshell. Because I actually wrote a collaboration article with Mantic59 on this, and it's just debuted on Sharpologist. Let's talk about it, all right? They took bay leaves, which they discovered the oils on the bay leaves would mask the smell of smelly sailors, okay? You're out to sea in the Caribbean. I can tell you from living in Florida, it's hot, okay? You're sweating. You're stuck on a ship with a bunch of other, basically other dudes, right? A bunch of other people that probably aren't bathing because there is no way of bathing, all right, in a nasty ship. And everybody's starting to stink. So they start rubbing these bay leaves on them, right? And it starts to mask the smell a little bit. They like the smell. It takes it, kind of kills the odor. So then eventually they discovered using it with an alcohol-based, it will take the oil out, and you can infuse the oil into an alcohol base and make it actually splashable and make it better. So that's kind of where it started. Then it started getting traded and stuff, and bada bing, bada boom, it started going to the new colonies everywhere else. Everybody has it. It's a popular thing in barbershops as well, right? Mask the smell. It's very aseptic, so it cleans up, cleans cuts, everything like that. Good stuff. Bingo, right? That's Bay Rum in a nutshell, right? But the thing is with Bay Rum is today, Bay Rum is a very traditional scent. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I could tell you right now that I believe my wife probably hates it, okay, because it smells like Bay Rum. And I could tell you a lot of my friends that I talk to, their wives hate it. Or they hate it themselves. Or they love it and have to wait until nobody's home to wear it. Or when they go to work, they wear it. You know, for example, I believe it was Rick from the other podcast, right? The Brush Soap and Blade podcast. He was saying that his wife can't stand it, so he wears it, you know, when she's not home. If she's going on a trip or if he's on a business trip, he brings it and he wears it. So one thing about Bay Rum, I do like Bay Rum to a certain extent. I think it's a great type of aftershave. I think it smells really interesting, and I think it smells fresh, smells islandy and everything like that. There are so many different types of Bay Rum out there, and you can easily make it yourself, which is really cool. So do you love or hate Bay Rum? That's the question of today. And I would like you to let me know what you think about Bay Rum. And if you do hate it or love it, let me know via email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I'll tell them your story on the next podcast. So the best story will get featured, and I will definitely contact you, and we'll talk about it as like a little interview. This is only for listeners that are not vendors, okay? If you are a vendor, you know, hey, thank you very much, but I know you know a lot about this stuff too, but I want a user. I want somebody that uses it every day or doesn't use it and tell me why they don't or do, right? So just let me know, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, or send a text to my Google text number, which I will show you at the end of the show. I will let you know on the end of the show. All right, guys, moving right along. The Supply 2.0 Injector Razor. That's right. It's an injector razor based on like those old injector designs, Schick injector, a lot of other stuff going on. So a few months back, there was a review of the Supply 2.0 Injector Razor by Mantic. And recently, I was contacted by Supply, and they wanted me to try it as well. So they sent me one of the newer ones, and it's a matted, like a stainless steel or steel version. And I tried it out. Now, you guys know I'm a double-edged straight razor guy. I don't really use injectors too much, but you know what? I was willing to give this a try. First thing, I'm very, very impressed by like the weight balance of it. This thing's got some heft to it. It's definitely a nice razor compared to like the older ones that are made of plastic or hybrid of plastic or Bakelite and metal. So the razor's up there. It's probably a more aggressive than I would think it would have been. I thought it was a little bit aggressive compared to like a vintage Schick injector, which I do have a couple of. But I think it's also like if you're looking for something that's modern, right? And you're looking for a modern replacement of your old Schick injector that you can get that's got a 100-year warranty, only 100 years, not lifetime, right? It's only 100. No, it's 100 years, pretty good warranty. This is definitely the razor for you. Priced at $79.99 for the base model. Comes with blades, comes with the razor. And they also have different plates that you can do a little bit more aggressive or a little bit less aggressive, which are available too. I think they're like $25 or $30 online too as well. So if you want something a little bit different, you want to have like an adjustable shave, they actually have different plates, which I thought was really cool. So thoughts on the injector. I think the razor is definitely a good shaver. I think it would be a great travel razor for myself or everyday use. It was really clean. A little aggressive compared to the other ones, so I just want to warn you on that. And the price is really, actually, it's really affordable. It's $79. I thought it was a good deal for a solid razor like that for about $80. Definitely something that you would want to look into if you're a fan. Now, a couple other things that I do want to let you know is that it is the version 2. So if you have version 1, if you like it, the version 2 is supposedly improved. And also the plates that you can get as well. They are sold separately. So if you are looking for that, you can bundle it up together. And it will bring the razor up to about $60. So it will bring it up to $140 for everything. So, I mean, that's something that you could look at as well. So all in all, good piece indeed for those who enjoy injector razors. And if you're also a convert from cartridge razors, this is a good stepping stone. I think injectors are good because they're a little bit more on the cartridge side type of performance, but they still give you that single edge shave. So I like them. Blades are, you know, readily available. You can get some Schick injector blades. You can get other brands as well, you know, online, a triblade.com or on Amazon, eBay. You know, they're still out there. They're still making brand new ones. There's not as many as double edge blades, you know, of course, but there's still a couple of brands too. So what are my thoughts? Supply injector. I think it's a good razor. Thumbs up. Check them out. I left a link in there too if you want to check it out and look at the specs on it and everything on their website. So, yep. No problem on that, guys. If you like injectors, this is it for you. And even me, who is not that crazy about injectors, I did enjoy using it as well. All right, guys. So I just want to do an announcement. I have, trying to get in with the times. So a couple things that will be happening in the What Podcast is I'm starting an Instagram page, and I'm going to start a Facebook group page. Not group, but like a Facebook business page as well for 2019. So that's something I'm working on for the podcast. In addition to that, I've added a Google text message feature. So it is a Google number. The number is actually posted in the show notes. So check it out. It is a local number for Florida, so standard text messaging rates do apply. So if you'd like to text it, whatever, I don't even know if you do pay per text or whatever it is, I'm pretty sure everybody has unlimited now or quite a few. Be more than happy to text me at any time. Please give me 24 hours to respond, depending on my situation at work or if I'm getting a lot of them. So we're going to try this out for a little while, see if it works, and I think it will. So if you have anything you want to talk about directly, or quickly, and email is just not the way for you. Here is the number. The number will be in the show notes. Just take a look and send me a Google text, and we'll talk about it. All right, guys. So it concludes the podcast for this week. I really enjoyed talking to you all, as always, for the last 3 years. It's been about almost 3 years, believe it or not, in November. And we'll do a little bit of an anniversary show, which will be in the actual near future, probably in the next show or the one after that. We'll do an anniversary, which will be 3 years of podcasting. And what I'll do is I'm going to post links to my favorite shows of the last few years, and just to talk about some things and how we've evolved since day one. The winter seasonal special will be coming up as well. That will be in December, and I'm looking forward to that. Vendors, if you have any winter items, please send me some stuff. Send me some information so I can post the links online. All I need to know is what you're coming out with and the link to it, and that's it. I'll post it for everyone to see. And also, we'll do 2018 year in review. That'll be the last show in December, last show of the year. We'll talk about the year in review and go over every month and every podcast and just briefly talk about what we've done this year. All right, guys, so don't forget to contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com or via Google Voice with any questions or comments you may have. As always, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything that he does for the What Shaving community and all the support he gives to our show. Also, don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, link is in the show notes, for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please contact me via email or via Google text. Remember, guys, to shave straight and safe. And don't forget, our next show will be October. It'll be October 29th, right before Halloween. So until then, guys, have a good one. And remember, again, shave straight and safe. Thanks.